Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Law and order.
Great show. Love it. Come on, man. Let me tell you.
SBU, all of them. Law and order. Take a listen. Come on, Cat Dog.
Good morning, Benjamin Law and Associates office.
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to speak to the lawyer, Mr. Benjamin. Is he in?
He's not in, sir, but I can help you. I can get all your information and also get your actual complaint at hand, and then I can get you scheduled.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Joel. What's your name?
Joel. My name's Dwight Turner.
I'm trying to file a
lawsuit on somebody. I ain't never done this before, but I'm trying to file a lawsuit on somebody. And I don't know, you know, everybody tell me Ben's a good attorney or whatever, so I wanted to call and talk to him and see how I'm supposed to go about this right here.
Okay, well, can I get all your information? And then I can get you scheduled. He's not in the office right now.
Okay.
Is he
coming back today, though? Am I going to be able to talk to him today?
I'm not sure. He's in court all day, and I'm pretty much everything.
So when am I going to get to talk to him then?
He's pretty good on getting back to you. He will get back to you probably tomorrow. But it's actually better to schedule, as the only way you can meet with him, and you'll actually meet with him face-to-face. The consultation is free. You can sit down with him and have that one-on-one and explain everything that's going on.
So what you need from me? Because I want to come see him tomorrow if I can get on his schedule tomorrow.
I need your full name, your date of birth, and your address.
My name's Dwight. Okay, my date of birth.
Okay.
Hold on, let me ask you. Let's skip all that. Can you just take down what's going on with the whole situation that's at hand? I'll give you all that other stuff later. I want you to write down what's going on first, because that's what's bothering me. I need to get this off my chest.
And what is the actual complaint? What's going on?
I want to file a lawsuit on my girlfriend's husband.
Excuse me?
I want to file a lawsuit on my girlfriend's husband.
Are they still together? Are they still married?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand.
No,
they still married. They together and everything. You know, that don't bother me right there. But I want to file a lawsuit on him, though.
So you're her boyfriend. She's still married. They live together. They're not legally separated, nothing like that.
No, they live together. They got kids, all that. You know, I ain't tripping on that part right there. But I'm.
So you're her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, and you want to sue her husband for what?
For messing up our relationship, for getting in the middle of what me and her got going on.
Sir,
you know?
I'm sorry, that's not a crime. That's not grounds for a lawsuit. Hello?
He messed up everything we got going on. You know, now he's taking the phone from her. He taking my name out of it. You know, he.
Okay.
And when I send a text message, he answering the text message.
Sir,
back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that it's all going on, but that's not suitable for our type of law. We don't handle any cases like that. Infidelity, which it sounds like what's going on, that's not grounds for a lawsuit. We don't address that type of thing.
Okay, so what you talking about? Infidelity?
You're sleeping with a married woman, and you have a relationship with her, and you want to sue her current legal husband?
I want to sue her husband, yes. I want to sue
him. You're messing up your relationship. Actually, you're the actual outsider. You're the actual person that's in the wrong if you want to make a complaint.
Hold on. What's your name again?
I told you it's Joel, sir.
Hey, Joel, ain't nobody ask you for your phone opinion.
There's no need for cursing. Hello? There's no need for cursing. I cannot help you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't even know how to refer you to another lawyer.
Y'all help no way. I'm trying to speak to Benjamin Lewis. Yo,
sir, I don't even know how to give you to another lawyer. There's no lawyer that's not going to do this. Please, don't call me with this.
I want to
take me out of my pocket, man. You cursing.
I ain't trying to take you out. You call me by somebody's
husband? Are you serious?
Your job is to take the notes down.
No, my job is to have some common sense. My job, you are an old ass man, married woman. You need to have common sense.
Who you think you talking to?
I know, Joel. That's who you talking to.
No, you're not cursing me.
I cannot take this call, sir. I don't want to hang up on you, and I don't want to misrepresent this law office.
Let me tell you something.
Have some morals and know what lawsuits are. Don't call me with this dumb sir. For real.
Let me tell you. Like, you know what?
You lucky ain't nobody in this office. Got me cursed off and languages and I don't even know you.
Okay, let me tell you
sir,
something.
I'm about to hang up.
You gonna make me come to that law office and whoop some ass.
To whoop who ass? Sweetheart, I got seven brothers. They will you up. All seven. 1 through 7. Whoop that
Okay, let me go.
Okay, what? Go take care of your kids. Go find some a woman who
you ain't got
unattached.
To bring my kids in this. I'm trying to save my relationship. That's what I'm trying to do.
You got me cursing and mentioning the pastor all at once. Please do not call here ever again.
I ain't gonna stop till I talk to Benjamin.
I wish Mr. Benjamin was in here because he will let you know he do not take cases like that.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Cannot sue for infidelity. You cannot sue.
Let me ask you, how long your ass been working?
How long you been cheating with a woman? Know your man with your old
ass. That ain't your business.
Now, I've been working here for 10 years. Keep a job longer than your black ass.
Okay, I know what this damn law office
sir,
is. Okay.
Sir, you're wasting your time. You are completely wasting your time and you're wasting my time.
You know what? This is what I already know about you, Joy. I already know about you.
How you know me? You don't know shit about me.
I know you.
You don't know a damn thing about me. I know about your raggedy ass. You are sleeping with fucking women who got fucking husbands.
I know you go to boot camp
you
every morning.
You
want to
sue the man. He should whoop your I go, where? Excuse me?
You go to boot camp every morning, don't you?
Excuse me?
Don't you work out with a boot camp group every morning?
Who the fuck is this? Don't get silence now. Who is this? How you know I be going to a boot camp?
Do you know Vetta?
Excuse me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Vetta got me to prank phone call you.
You're about to get me fired! You're about to get me fired! You're about to have me this old man up! No, I'm not good. You lucky I love you, yo. Hi, Nephew Tommy. How you doing? Yo, my lawyer would have looked crazy.
You gotta give it to me, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Tommy, Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey in the morning show. I love y'all. For the last 40 years of my life, I love y'all. Yo, I can't believe this.
Come on, and give it to me.
Too much. I love Joel, though.
Give it to me.
My favorite part is, you going to do what to who?
Right.
I got seven brothers.
Seven. 1 through 7.
They going to blank you up, all of them, 1 through 7.
Seven.
You don't know who you playing with.
Hello.
I got seven brothers.
I love it.
Sir, you can't sue for infidelity.
That is not a crime.
I want to sue my girlfriend's husband for breaking us up.
She called you an old man about 25,000 times. I know you love that.
What?
Oh, man.
I told you.
Stupid,
go
baby.
Get you some morals.
Hey, Stupid coming to Birmingham. Stupid is coming to Birmingham April 16th through the 18th at the Stardome, man. Tickets are on sale right now. I got two shows Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday, same weekend as the Magic City Classic. While you're in town watching the game and watching the band and all that, make sure you get tickets to see that Ignat Nephew at the Stardome that week, that weekend. That's April 16th through the 18th. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, thanks, Neff.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.